Yeah, I think this should be good enough for now. Why don't you go ahead and log in on your computer? Do me a favor and pull up the syllabus. Yeah, I didn't want to come to this hotel either, but you told me you live with your parents, so there would be no privacy. And last I checked, my dorm is still being fumigated for bedbugs. Oh, good, you got it up. Yeah, that's the one. Intro to Human Sexuality. PSI 141. Do me a favor and scroll down. Scroll down to where it says midterm. There you go. Okay, so you weren't actually there when she announced it, but Professor was saying that our midterm this year is going to be a presentation. And the way it works is she put us in groups and she wants us to give like a 30, 40 slide presentation in a few days in front of everybody about, like, I think it was chapters 5 through 7. And it's like 30% of our grades, so. Well, the thing is, we initially had a ton of time, but you've barely been coming to class, and as a last-ditch effort, I guess Professor felt bad for you, and she paired you with me. And now my 3.9 GPA is on the line. Because I don't know whether you're going to work hard or you're going to tank me. You see my conundrum, don't you? So, why don't we do this? I already started like a Google PowerPoint thing on my end. I can give you access and then you can pull up what I have on your laptop, okay? Okay, so I've already got a good 13, 14 slides done and what the hell do you think you're doing? I'm talking about how you just opened up the first slide and already decided to put your name before mine. Last I checked, I'm the one who did the grunt work. My name goes first. Anyways, why don't we work on this slide? So I can get to work and lay out some bullet points and you can start searching, I don't know, some images or graphics or whatever. We have to make this look really pretty, so. Just find whatever you can. I'm titling this slide, What Turns Men On? Okay. Big words coming from someone who just downloaded the most cliche stock image out there. But hey, what do I know? You're the genius. You do better. What men find sexually attractive. Okay, straightforward, I guess. Fine, we'll go with it. Okay, that should do for this slide. What about the next one? The power of pheromones. Oh, interesting. You'll get a kick out of this. Apparently, you can turn someone on without actually touching them. That, coupled with the power of suggestion and a good imagination, could result in blood quickly rushing to the nether regions. Fascinating. What, you think this is hocus pocus? Look, you and me are still an undergrad, but our professor, I'm pretty sure, did her PhD in this, so it's probably legit. So you still have your doubts, huh? Well, fine. I guess I'll prove it then. Scoot over. What am I doing? You'll see. Clearly, since you don't believe in science, then that means I need to find other ways to prove it to you. Especially knowing that I'm sitting this close to you, whispering in your ear. Would you look at that? I haven't even done anything. and the hairs are already standing on end on the back of your neck. I wonder what I could possibly say to you to make you arch that back, to make those toes of yours curl. I've seen you in class, how you have such trouble focusing. Can't help but wonder where your mind is wandering. Whether you're thinking about a pair of lips, or grabbable hips, or somebody's soft fingertips. It's got me curious, the way your mind works. Why am I doing this? It's kind of fun. Did you really just say that if I'm going to tease you, I should tease you with more than just my words? Yeah, well, too bad. Even if you asked me nicely, I'm still pretty mad about being paired up with you for this project, so. I'm not touching you. Keep making that face, I don't care. In fact, it makes me wonder whether you're the type to let out your moans loudly, or you stifle it just enough to let out an occasional grunt. I want to know what makes you knock your head back and curse under your breath. Whether you like soft caresses down your arms, or stinging back scratches. Can't help but picture what shade of pink your skin would turn if I decided to maybe trail little bite marks down it. And you know what would be a lot of fun is while I'm doing all this, whispering in your ear. Although if I wasn't teasing you with my words right now, perhaps I would wait for your phone to ring on the nightstand. And just when you went to go reach for it, I would immobilize you with kisses down your neck. Nibbling on the little earlobe of yours, pushing you back, tracing the veins on your forearms, writing my initials on your chest with my tongue. And while I'm doing that, I would reach down and run my thumb over the ridge of your tip through the fabric of your pants, testing to see how thin the cotton is. Did I just see a twitch? Or did I imagine that? Maybe if I look down, I'll get my answer. The question is, do you want me to look down? Clever, hiding your boner with the laptop. The fact that you're gripping the keyboard so, is this your way of telling me you're going to pull your weight on this presentation? Is that right? But the fact is, you're not fooling anybody. So why don't we move this laptop to the side here? And you show me exactly how calm, cool, and collected you really are. After all, I'm just saying words. Pretty, teasing little words. Imagine how much better it might feel outside in the open, not trying to struggle to hide and conceal itself. Oh yeah, because I definitely want to be spreading rumors about how I got stuck with you in a hotel room. Look, whatever happens stays between us. By which I mean you, me, and this throbbing hard cock of yours. Yours looks just like the diagram in the textbook. No, wait. Yours is actually a little bit bigger. You can give me the puppy dog eyes all you want. I already told you. I'm not laying a finger on you. But that doesn't stop me from whispering in your ear. I might not be the one touching you, but I never said anything about you not touching you. I never pegged you as the shy type. That's completely up to you. I'm sitting here with my hands folded. If you want to sit here with an uncomfortable boner and not do anything about it, well, that's your prerogative. No, I'm not stopping you. If you want to jerk yourself like that in front of me, be my guest. Wow. You certainly don't take any prisoners at that pace. What, you think I'm just sitting here silently judging you? Look, there's trying to finish fast and there's trying to feel good, and they're not always necessarily the same thing. Well, for starters, you can have your hand in a different position other than trying to fuck your fist. No, not like that. Look, see my hand? Rather than use my entire hand to grasp around something cylindrical, what I would do if it weren't me would be to curl these three fingers, my thumb, my index, and my middle, to make a little O. Depends on the girth, it might have to be a C. That's it. Then I would take it and drag it nice and slow down your shaft until I get to the base. See, that's the thing. You can take your ring finger and your pinky and fan it out, so that way you can bring this little C shape all the way to the bottom. That's at least another inch or more of area that you've exposed. You're a fast learner. Oh, that's an interesting trick. Here, why don't you do this? While you're stroking yourself, use your thumb to try to search for any veins. Oh, you've got one right there. Mm-hmm. So each time you drop your hand lower and you start to make your descent, you can use your thumb and trace down that vein as you're going down. No, I just find it interesting. Well, obviously, you and I have very different equipment, and my techniques would differ from a guy. But based on the way you're arching your back each time you stroke up and down, I'm beginning to think that maybe you like this. You do like this, don't you? See, now that you've got a good rhythm, I think you can go a little bit faster. Make sure you keep a good, firm grip. Firm means not too soft and not too hard. Just enough to feel your fingertips there, but not enough to increase the drag that your hand is giving you when you're sliding up and down that hard cock of yours. That's it. Look at you go. You might want to watch that breathing of yours. I can tell it's getting pretty intense. Wait, slow your hand down for 1 second. I just wanted to give you a little lube, that's all. Look at you rubbing my spit into that cock of yours. It looks so shiny now, even in the dim lights of this hotel room. That's it. Keep stroking for me up and down. Yeah, you're close. Well done in that case. Why don't you show me what you look like when you come? We have an entire group of slides titled, What Happens When You Ejaculate? I think this would be a perfect example. Maybe I am getting a kick out of this, but I think you like it too. Come on, show me exactly the face you make when you're about to come. That's it. Oh, look at you erupting like Vesuvius. Like I said, I won't tell if you won't tell. Besides, I think once we finish this PowerPoint, perhaps I can actually do more than just guide you. Tell you what, if you want to do more, then you're going to have to convince me. And the perfect way to do that? Pulling your weight on this PowerPoint. Yes, I'm being serious. Hey, if you want to laze around and get an F on this, then I'll just pack up my things and go home and... I thought that would be your answer. Well then, let's get to work.